An important step has been made in efforts to secure UNESCO World Heritage status for Valentia Island. The 19th century construction of the transatlantic cable between Valentia and a heart's content in Newfoundland, Canada, was groundbreaking in the history of global communications. On a visit to Valentia this week, the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Recreation for Newfoundland and Labrador signed a memorandum of understanding with Irish representatives, including Kerry County Council. Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, John Francis Flynn, said the signing is an important milestone in Valentia and a heart's content joint journey towards World Heritage recognition. Minister Steve Crocker, who has represented the government of Newfoundland and Labrador, is confident they will secure World Heritage status. He spoke to Radio Kerry's Joe McGill.
It's really significant when you think about, in 1866, a cable joined North America and Europe, well, the rest of the old world. And, the UNESCO status that we're hoping that is going to come our way now will do for these communities what the cable did back in the 1800s, for economic activity, employment. Both communities, I think, now have a lot of similarities if you think about tourism being one of the mainstays. And it's very important that we develop our tourism industry. But not only to develop tourism, but to make sure that people understand the significance of what happened over 150 years ago. And you think about where we are today, with connectivity. And that connectivity actually really started right here and in Heart's Content for North America and Europe.
You mentioned in your speech the similarities between the two areas, and how have you found that since you visited here?
A lot of similarities economically, and you can see similarities from the 1800s and similarities from today. I think Valentia was a community of 2,000 people at its height. Heart's Content would not have never been the 2,000, but it would have been around 1,000. It's now around 300. And, the economics have changed very similar to this area. And one of the things I think, again, that this status, the UNESCO World Heritage Site status, will do, will bring employment, will bring people back, it'll revitalize the areas.
How important is it that the communities got together to pursue the UNESCO status rather than working individually on it?
I think it's key. And I think right on down from, our level, all levels of government, to see that level of cooperation. And I think it's something that UNESCO will see themselves as, they're going to get two sites that, so significant. When you think about the fact that North America and Europe, the old world, joined. And again, we're talking about joining the world. And when we look around and look at the connectivity that we have today, it all started with this. And it's so important.
How confident are you in achieving UNESCO status?
I think we'll achieve UNESCO status. Obviously it's a long road, but I'm quite confident that, our government is committed to it. I know the government here is committed to it. So I think it's something that we will achieve. It'll take time and a lot of work, but I can tell you from what I've seen here today and what I've seen at home as well, I know the commitment is there.
Yeah, there you go. That's Steve Crocker there, who represents the government of Newfoundland and Labrador. Interesting accent on him. Sounds like he's from Dublin. That's what they say about people from Newfoundland. Irish accents, a lot of Irish descent over there as well. Very similar accents to our own. Now, Joe also spoke to the CEO of Kerry County Council, Moira Murrell.
We're in the next stage of the UNESCO bid. We were put on, I think it's called a tentative list. So that means we've passed the first hurdle and we're on to the next step. And by the minister visiting Valentia from Newfoundland, it's a very significant, because the next bid that we have will be in cooperation with Canada. And that strengthens when two nations come together, Ireland and Canada, Valentia and Newfoundland, coming together to make the bid on the transatlantic cable. That adds a lot of strength to the bid. So it's a very significant evening. Mm. Delighted to see it.
And what is Kerry County Council's role in the UNESCO endeavour?
Well, I suppose, look, as the local government body, it's very important that we're leading out in this, that we're working with the community and very closely with the community, that we're bringing the people who, like the department, the people who can bring kind of stuff to this, that we're working with them closely. So in relation to that, for example, where you are at the moment in the cable station, we've been working with Fault Ireland, who have funded this fantastic exhibition space here that's opened. We've been working with the department to advance this bid through the transatlantic bid for UNESCO. We will be leading on making that bid. We're also working with, there's a foundation here who are, bringing university the Munster Technological University, bringing some business partners, bringing community together so that they support, that they can support at every level this going forward. So the local authority and the, I suppose, all the plans that are here, like the local area plans and all that, they all have to support this bid. But very importantly to our elected members as well, is that link here with the community, because the community really have to be at the heart of this and drive it and accept it and want it for the island. So we have a huge part to play really in this.
Yeah, and you mentioned that in your speech as well, how important it is that the community are behind it. Going forward, I asked the Minister this question, are you optimistic about the UNESCO bid?
Well, I am. I always felt if we could get on the tentative list, that was a really difficult step. Now, look, there's a whole journey, as they say, ahead of us. But I think to get to this point and to get the linkage of the partnership with Canada, that's enormous. There's huge support from the department as well, who are a vital partner in the MPWS in this. So to get that together. So I would be optimistic, and I think, look, there is a way to go. But if you even think what has happened along this journey to UNESCO, and each step, good things have happened for the island. If you think the cable station is there, it's now a good, it's been renovated, there's a huge renovation happening here. There's the museum space that's here. We have a working hub here as part of the building. There's a socio-economic plan going on as part of it here in Valencia. And when you think of that and you think of all the other developments happening here in the island and around, between greenways and redevelopments in Carsevine, these are all part of the one area. And it gives huge, so along this journey, it's putting a spotlight on this area and all that is, so I'm very optimistic in getting there as well and all the good things that happen, you know.
Yeah, and the journey is as important as the destination. You mentioned it in your speech, and it is something that, you know, it kind of gets lost, but it's so impressive and significant to think the Skelligs, UNESCO World Heritage Site, is like 12 kilometres off our shores here, and here we are in Valencia Island, you could have another UNESCO. It's absolutely mind-boggling, isn't it? And I presume the potential for the economic impacts like the Skelligs has is the same here, and also for protecting our heritage.
Well, it is, Joe. I mean, when you just think there are two UNESCO sites, like one is Brunabaina, you know, and the other one is the Skellig, and then you think you literally could have two within this area. Sure, it's enormous. It's enormous when you think, it's absolutely an exceptional possibility.
There you go. That's CEO of Kerry County Council, Maura Morrill, talking about that plan and the journey they're on in relation to UNESCO World Heritage status. Finally, Michael Lyon of Valencia Island Development Company gave his reaction to Joe.
Our application for UNESCO is a transnational application in conjunction with the government of Newfoundland and Labrador. Valencia would be taking the lead on it, and we'd be both on the one team now promoting it, and we'd be appointing a liaison officer to work with both communities, Kerry and Newfoundland, going forward.
Tell us, what did he, what was the minister doing while he was on the island then? Where did he visit?
Well, I met him at Fáilhamarám Bay and showed him where the Great Eastern left to lay the cable in 1865 and again in 1866, and to see the first message building and the top of the cliffs there. And then they toured the rest of the island. They went to the Slate Quarry and back down here into Knightstown.
And tomorrow morning he'll be in the local national school, Sculdaracha?
Yeah, he's visiting the school there with the school principal there, Paul O'Connor, has invited us back. And then I'll be taking himself and Jerry Osmond for the train in Killarney. So it's all rush schedule. But because of the funeral, the Queen's funeral, and she's Queen of Canada, of course, it upset a lot of our plans, because they were to go to Turkey today, actually, but all that had to be postponed, and now they're on their way to Turkey.
There was a number of presentations that took place this evening, but the one that got the loudest cheer was the Valencia Young Islanders jersey was presented to the minister.
Yeah, it was to show that we're both on the one team, and, you know, with the Valencia history going back to 1905. We're now one team going forward, Valencia and Arts Content.
You got Michael Lyon of Valencia Development Company speaking there. If you have a view for us on that, the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding had to be delayed because of the Queen's funeral, as Canada is part of the Commonwealth, believe it or not. But there you go, it was done. So we'll see where things go from here. If you have a view on that, get in touch.